A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, February the 11th, 2016. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we will be talking about Valentine's Day, which is a day for love, but is now being used by some women rights activists to highlight some important issues facing women. What are your views on the issue?
To join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But ladies, as you know out there, Thursday is your day. Pachina chemadzimai.
Ngolesine lobo mama. Sikhona njalo ebulenjini. We are on the internet. You can find us at voazimbabwe.com, lobanjalo voashona.com, lobanjalo voaindebele.com.
Sarangu ndinonzi Tendai Linette Mudewe, kana kuti Muzvare Mudewe. Ndino tungamirira musangano unonzi Zimbabwe Activist Alliance. Unowe musangano wataka gazira, taka batana nevamwe vanave Zimbabwe. Vanoda kushandira nyika yao kuti inge ichibudirira. Muswe Valentine izuva rekuti vanhu vanorakidzirana rudo rwavainarwo pachavo uye vachipembera kunaka kwekuve nerudo. Isu sevanhu vanonzi maactivists anoshandira pindiko yakanaka positive change muZimbabwe kuti zvinhu zvinake tibudirire, takazvibvunza kuti chinhu chatinoda chii. Tikaona kuti chinhu chatinoda iZimbabwe, chinhu chinotibatanidza iZimbabwe. Zimbabwe ine 35 years. Gore rino inosita 36 years. Saka takaona kuti aiwaka ngatimborakitidzirewo vanhu kuti tinoda nyika yedu ino yeZimbabwe, uye tinoziva kuti kunyange zvakaoma zvazvakaita izvi, anokwanisa kuzvigadzirisa vana veZimbabwe. Asi chekutanga ndechekuti ngatiidei nyika yacho, tobatana, toshanda pamwe chete tichienderera mberi. Isu vanhu vangoriwo vanhunje veZimbabwe, vatungamiriri veZimbabwe, vemachechi, vehurumende, vemambato akasiyana-siyana, vetimu dzebhora dzakasiyana-siyana, tose ngatingoti tiri vana veZimbabwe, ngatibatanei tiite kuti Zimbabwe iite zvakanaka. We decided to have this march on Valentine's Day because Valentine's Day is a symbolic day in the world where human beings express their love for each other and celebrate their love for each other. We are national activists of Zimbabwe, and we have one thing that we love in Zimbabwe, that is the country of Zimbabwe. So we decided, why don't we also express our love for Zimbabwe and encourage all Zimbabweans to be patriots? Zimbabwe is for all Zimbabweans. Zimbabwe is home to everyone. We did not choose to be Zimbabweans. We are Zimbabweans. We must love this country. And where there is love, we see a lot of positive things happening. Where there is love and unity in diversity, you can have sustainable development in a country. We are having this march on 13 February 2016, a day before Valentine's Day in Harare. We are going to be marching from Townhouse. We get into Nelson Mandela, and we are going to present our love bouquet of red roses at the Parliament of Zimbabwe. During the procession, we'll be sharing with Zimbabweans copies of the Constitution and all other literature that is for positive development of Zimbabwe.
Abantu abathandanayo kumele izikhathi zizonke babe ngabantu abalothando olucacileyo olunakho ukumzela omunye wakhe elumnakekelayo, ngoba abantu abathandana bamela ngabahlukuluzane. Abamenanga babe ngabantu lokuthi bazi bafike ekuthini behlulane ekukhulumisaneni, bazi bafike ekuthini bazaqiniseke ngenengozini yokuthi babulalane. Mina engikhuthazayo ukuthi noba siphakathi kobunzima, noba siphakathi kwendlala, ngiqakathekisa ukuthi abantu zabath baphila babe lokunzima basale phansi bakhulumisane omunye nomunye njengomuntu nomnyeni wakhe bazisisane njalo ukuzehlisa kuqakathekile vele empilweni nezono bevele kuqakathekile ukuthi umuntu kwazehlise omunye nomunye ukwenzela ukuthi impilo yethu ibe ngcono njalo naye umnyeni wami ma etholile kangenzele atshengise uthando lwakhe lami ngingenzele kahle ngitshengise uthando uze nemuli yethu ikhule kuhle ngoba nxa kungela thando phakathi kwemuli imuli kayithokoza njalo abantwabethu bakhula belokuzwakuzwa ngokho kufane sikwenzeka nxa sihlala sisilo kuthi kwenza abantwana bathi ithithi kuvele kuphilwa njalo uzabona labo loba sebezala sebetshengisa ukudlala besile ukuthi mina ngikwabo kumyaphini ngumama ezonzakhona kufane sikwenzayo.
Welcome again. If you're just joining us tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are actually talking about Valentine's Day, which is a day for love, but is now being used by some rights activists to highlight some important issues facing women and other people in the country. What are your views on the issue, PJ?
And Valentine's Day is not today, by the way.
Yes.
It's on Sunday, mm-hmm. And it's commemorated worldwide. But many lovers in Zimbabwe say there is not much to celebrate this year as the country is facing a drought and a huge financial crisis. This, many say, may limit what people can do to express their love.
Yes, PJ, like you said, this year's Valentine's Day falls on Sunday, yeah. February the 14th, and is being celebrated during a leap year, and traditionally a leap year is the only time in 4 years that you can actually propose, a lady can propose to a gentleman.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how many women will actually take this up. And for the gentlemen out there, this is the time when you can expect to get presents also from your women instead of vice versa. So it's an interesting year. But we've seen that, PJ, many women rights activists are taking advantage of this day to further their own causes, which is really commendable.
Talking about proposing, culturally, I asked one lady that I spoke to, and she said, culturally, it's not advisable for a lady to be proposing to a man.
But PJ, with our young internet survey, the ones that are growing up in the techno world, I don't know if that will happen. They will probably be sending each other some Twitter messages proposing love.
Or even, can I take you out?
Exactly. So it will be interesting to watch. I know for you and I, yes, it's a bit taboo.
It's a bit taboo. Today's rights activists from the Zimbabwe Activists Alliance were ejected out of a joint operations committee meeting held at Harare Central Police Station, where they had been invited by the police, by the way, marvelous, after they requested permission to hold a peaceful Valentine's March in Harare on Saturday this week.
And also, PJ, we spoke to a member of JOC who was actually in that meeting, and she said the meeting comprised of police, army, Central Intelligence Agency, and the Zimbabwe Prison Services. Ms. Mudewe says this may have been an intimidatory move, but it has failed to dampen the enthusiasm to have their voices heard. Mm-hmm. So they are going ahead with their march on Saturday.
Good news. So Zimbabwe Activists Alliance Coordinator Tendai Lynette Mudewe says they will march on the streets of Harare with roses and copies of the constitution, which they will hand out to the public until they reach their final destination, which is the Parliament of Zimbabwe. Efforts to get comment from the police were fruitless.
And PJ, this is not the only organization that has actually taken up Valentine's Day as a way to make their voices being heard. In the past, mm-hmm. we've had WOZA, mm-hmm. who are the Women of Zimbabwe Arise, who have held a lot of demonstrations around Valentine's Day. But I did actually reach out to one of the members, and she was saying they haven't really, you know, planned anything for this year. Mm-hmm. But we'll get back to them and see later on. What's interesting is that women and other organizations have also taken up this platform to let their voices be heard. What are your views on the issue?
Yeah. Siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje asihluzeni bomama. Lamhlanje sikhangele ukuthi sigxile kuleli langa lokunanza izithandani emhlabeni jikelele, ilanga ele Valentine's Day elikhona ngesonto. Alikho lamhlanje kodwa ke lingesonto kodwa ke thina njengabomama uhlelo lwethu lukhona ngolwesine andibana sifike kumpela sonto lapho isithakazelela khona lelilanga kumbe unanza lelilanga kule micimbi cimbi eminingi ningi enziwayo ngabesifazana eHarare ikakhulu laba bazibiza ngegaba lokuthi iZimbabwe Activists Alliance bathi bona bazafola yabe labantu amaluba ama red roses kanye lamaphetshana ukuthi bazwakale labo bakhulume ngelungelo labo elabesifazana kodwa ke kuphansi kothando kukhuthazana ukuthi abantu kabathandane ngizakhumbula njalo ukuthi engikhulume laye unkosikazi Mpokiseng Sibanda ukansela wasenkayi laye uthi yanana ubunzima bukhona sibile elizweni njalo silaye lapha ecingweni sizathi sikhulume laye ngaphambili laphana uthi yena ubunzima bukhona yebo elizweni kodwa ke asithandane nini asithuthukiseni uthando
Aiwa PJ, nasi muchirongwa chedu che Women's Roundtable. Tiri kutarisa zuva rerudo re Valentine's Day. Iro richange ririko nemusi wesvondo, musi wa 14 February. Asi vazhinji vari kuchema chema vachiti kunyangwe riri zuva rerudo. Vanenge vakangogara zvavo pamba nekuti pari zvinhu zvakati omei, hamvura ina kunaya, uyezve mari chaiyo iri kushomeka munyika. Asi sekutaura kwatamboita PJ, tiri kuona kuti masangano anorwira kodzero madzimai mazhinji ari kushandisa zuva iri sezuva rekuratidza iro ivo zvavari kutarisa pamusoro pekutyorwa kwekodzero dzemadzimai nevanasikana uye zveitaita rombo rakanaka titori ipapo parinare naSicily Net Mudewe veZimbabwe Activist Alliance mamwe masangano achange iwo achiratidzira nemusi weSaturday zuva reValentine risati rasvika vachiratidza vari kuti ivo yavo campaign ndeyekuti I love Zimbabwe inotaura iri kuti ndinoda Zimbabwe Uye zvineve vese vari muZimbabwe. Saka PJ tomboenda kuna Sisi Mudewe. Tokuchingamidzai nemufaro pachirongwa chedu Sisi Mudewe. Hello.
Zimbabwe. Vari muZimbabwe.
Fona ndisi kuzoti iri kunyatsoita sei. Hello.
Yebo.
I think tine vanhu vaviri vari panhare. Saka pari zvino ndombokumbira kuti nditaure na Sisi Linet Mudewe. Sekutanga tozotora hedu vamwe vedu. Hallo.
Ndinotenda makadini muri muZimbabwe, vari munyika yeZimbabwe nevari munyika yeZimbabwe asi vari vana veZimbabwe.
Ehe. Saka Sisi Linet matambotaura nemi munguva yapfuura muchiti imi muri kuenderera mberi neratidziro yenyu muri kuda kuita musi wemugovera mungangotsanangura kuti ratidziro isei mafunga kuita panguva iyoyi yeValentine
tisusere vana veZimbabwe vanoshandira nyaya dzeZimbabwe vatinoti maactivist vanoshandira nyaya yekuti Zimbabwe gaive iri nyika yakanaka ndafunga kuti chido chedu sevana veZimbabwe uyezve imisa muzvare mudunhu ndiri munhukadzi ane vana ane rudo nenyika ane rudo nevana vake ndafunga kuti ngatiratidzirei usi uyu kuti chatinoda nyika yeZimbabwe nekuti semudzimai kana nyika yeZimbabwe ikafamba zvakanaka kana muupenyu hwangu hwevana vangu nemhuri zvinhu zvinofamba zvakanaka saka tatora mukana uri kuti tiratidzire rudo rwedu kunyika yeZimbabwe on Valentine's Day asi tachinja zuva kuti nemuperesande vanhu vanonga vasingawaniki vakawanda nekuti chazvinenge tichine zvatinoda kupa vana veZimbabwe rekuyu naizvozvo vanowanikwa kugorera sezuva rekuti vanhu vanonga vari mumadhirobha saka ndokuta zvatachinja kuti achinja kuti hatichaiti Valentine's Day medu kuchiuya 14 asi taakuita musi wa 15
Aiwa, pakanaka muramba yenyu muri panhare. PJ, we heard there from Ms. Tendai Linet Mudewe of the Zimbabwe Activist Alliance, who's explaining that they have moved their march from the 14th, the actual Valentine's Day to Saturday because they know that there will be more people on the streets. Mm-hmm. And she feels that they wanted to take this time so that they can demonstrate their love for the country. And also, you know, just show that as a person of Zimbabwe, there is something that you can do to just, you know, let your love be shown.
Be shown, yeah. Yeah. To show your love.
Yes. So interesting point there coming from Ms. Mudewe. But also we have our other two guests. We have Ms. Nyasha Sengea, the coordinator of 1 Billion Rising Revolution Campaign, and Honorable or Councillor. You can take that one.
I'm saying, Sibanda. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu namhlanje. Yeah. Siyakwazi ukuthi bunzima bukhona ngakhona ngapho ngasenkayi. Kodwa ke lenzani ke njengabesifazane ukuthi lithuthukise uthando lalo basiphakathi kobunzima obungaka.
Thina esikwenzayo enkayo ukuthi sithuthukise uthando ukuthi siyacebisana singomama ukubana njengabomama ezindlini zethu asibe namaklabhu okuthi siyamelise ukuthi idola naleyo yabo uyitholile uyichaye ngenyanga uyibeke laphana ukwenzela ukuthi nxa umnyaka usiyaphela ube nemali okwanelisa ukuthi nawe uthengele imuli okokudla okwekhisimusi ube nemali yokuthi wanelise ukuthi enye wanelise ukubhadalela abantu abakho esikolo nxa kade ungumama kade uthola sibili kuhle kuhle okuyizimali khona okokuthi sithengise imbhida ngoba ngalesi sikhathi siyathengisa imbhida senzela ukuthi ukugqokelela imali yana obeka usezathi umnyaka nxa usiyaphela laphana lishiye imali liyami ube umama ule mali yakhe enhle ekuzayenza ukuthi ekhaya kube le ntokozo ubaba angezwa izikhathi zizonke ukhalaza ngokuthi akunasawudo akunalokhu akunalokhu kwenza uthando lungasabi khona endlini ngoba laye umuntu wenkosi uyakhathala ngoba uhona kanye ngenyanga nxa engeholayo so ngamtshela izinto eziningi insuku zonke kwenza endlini lapha angazizwa asethokoza abesesithi angaya phandle komunye umama ngakhonja ngaphandle asicelani umama ngambuzi isawudo ngambuzile ukuthi ubona yonke into isenziwa kudliwa kusithwa kusiba njani kumenza angabe saba nothando lapha endlini azibone esekhululeka nxa ephandle so mina njengabomama benkayi ngithi asisukumenini siphakamanini amaklabhu siyeni phambili ngawo singawayekeli ukwenzela ukuthi ikusasa yethu ibe ngcono singabi ngomama labana abahlala bekhongozele izandla befuna ukwamukela asiweni ngomama lapho esingena siphethe endlini obaba labo baamukele
ye uthi yena umavelas uyangiqhweba lapho uthi yena naw ungenelisa na ukuthi uthi hlafuhlafu ngamafitshane ngesingisi
hayi hayi isingisi ayisijayelanga sobo
hayi wothi ngikwenzele
you can do the honors
ye hayi kulungile nkosikazi ubambe khonapha ecingweni siyabe lokhu esixoka lapha lalapha ya
Alright.
Yeah. Nkosikazi Mpo is saying Sibanda was saying here. She's a counselor in Nkai. Mm-hmm. She's saying they are encouraging each other as women to be financially, economically independent. Mm-hmm. So that they can ignite the love in the family. Because if you're going to be looking forward to the little meager salary that your husband is getting, there's bound to be some problems in the house.
Thank you, there, PJ. I think we'll take Miss Nyasha Sengai, our third guest. Hello, Miss Sengai. Hello, Miss Nyasha Sengai. Miss Sengai, are you on the line? Okay, I think we may have lost her there, PJ, but maybe let's interestingly go back to Miss Mudewe. Miss Mudewe, muchiri panarere. Naredza cha handisikuzoti. Zvipita sei PJ dzinenge hadzisikufarira zuva reValentine nokuti handisikunzwa kuti Miss Mudewe varipo here apa.
Eh.
Hello Miss Mudewe. Pari zvino panenge pasina. Rega timbounzwa kubva kuna Winky D. Happy, happy as people look forward to Valentine's while we're trying to sort out our you know, program and to...
Yeah. Wathi mbuyele kunkosikazi Sibanda. Ukuthi libona kuphumelela na ukuthi lize linike abesifazana inkululeko.
phumelela alubana ilokuzeni i-capital yethu kuyikuthi silayo njengabo mama kho thina omama kasilalutho ekokuze ukwenza inkululeko yabo mama inciphe
yes
ngabe singabantu lathi esamelisa ukuthi sithole imali yokuthi uzenzele yonke into aliba inkululeko ikhona ngaleyo ndlela ngaleso sizathu abanye omama vela silalutho njalo asamelisi nokwakhani lama club kwenza inkululeko yethu ingabi khona omama abanenkululeko ngabanelisa ukuzenzela umama lo hleze endlini ovele engaza kaphuma endlini engumuntu nje ohlala endlini ngoba omama abaningi into esikhathazayo
ye
abayeni bethu abazange labo banjani bakuwamukele baloko bephethe into endulo lena ukuthi umuntu ongumama umuntu wekhaya umuntu wendlini umuntu okugezisa izitsha apheke so nxa isimo sakho siloko sinjalo endlini inkululeko vele kayikho ngoba awunazinto ezinele ezibonayo ozaziyo futhi wazikhona ukukwakho napha ngekhaya kuphela
ukuze uthuthukise uthando lwakho lapha ngasemzini wakho wenzeni njengomama
uthuthukise uthando lwakho lapha emzini njengomama kumele ube ngumama wanelisa ukuthi lawe ube nemali yakho endlini ungabi ngumuntu okhanyeza izikhathi zizonke njalo ube ngumama lwano okwanisa ukuthi nxa sokulohlupho endlini ube ngumuntu owanelisa ukuzimela njalo ube ngumuntu owaziyo amalungelo akho njalo nokukwanisa ukuthi umyeni wakho ekuqaleni kwenu uqalisa uthando wanelisa yini ukuthi la umtshelo okuzondayela okuthandayo pho omama abaningi asanelisa ukukwenza lokho sasikhulumi lutho asilaseyi njengabomama singabantu nje obokutshelwa okokwenza endlini ezilongwena ungumuntu wokutshelwa akulalo mahluko ozawenza endlini ngoba loba into ibuhlungu loba kulenye into omele uyitsho awukwanisi ngoba vele wena uzakukhulume lutho noma futhi kakunika ithuba lenelilo ngoba vele unjani wavela wakwamukela ukuthi wena okukhulunywa ngobaba yikho okusebenzayo wena ungumuntu nje ofaka labantwana bonke lapha ekhaya
Kodwa-ke phela abanye endulo bavame ukuthi laba abalwela amalungelo abesifazane bagcina sebethatha uthando balukhiphe emzini ngoba uyabe ungasamhloniphi ubaba.
Ngizavuma futhi khonapho. Uthando lona ngokwalo, uthando wena ngokwakho uyazenzela. Into yakho ukuthi izibe mnandi uyazenzela awudingi phi uncedise kwenzile umuntu ukuthi akwenze uthando lungabi khona uthando lonangokwalo alukhitshwa ngamalungelo amalungelo akho uwazi enjalo kodwa umkakho uyamhlonipha ngitsho nebhayibhile yonangokwayo ithi bomama zesisenini kubomkeli so ngaleyo ndlela kufanele ngoba ngiwazi amalungelo ami kodwa lapho kumele ngimhloniphe khona ngimnike ithuba lakhe ngimhloniphe ngimphakamise njengomkami kodwa naye lapho kumele anike ithuba lokungitshengisa ukuthi ngiyintombi yakhe kanti kuthando lwakhe lonke atshengise ukuthi ngeqiniso laba ngabantu abanjani nilubhambo lakhe ninyama yenyama yakhe anivele futhi xa ngiphakathi kokunzima kumthinte ngaphakathi uthando uzafica ukuthi luyagxila lapho endlini kodwa ungabona ukuthi umuntu othi lobo suphakathi kokunzima ungathayi kuba nzima uthando luyabona uvele lungekho ngitsho lakubaba so kungalusoze lube khona kuze ezindimeni kube nokuxokozela izikhathi zizonke kuyadingeka ukuthi abantu sikhuthazaneni ukuthi phakathi kwezindlu asibe ningabantu abanelisa ukuzehlisa singabi ngabantu bonke esilinganayo izikhathi zizonke kwenza uthando lungabi khona
ngizakubamba umlomo khona laphouzikhule ye ngizakubamba umlomo khona lapho la wobu lokhu bathile ecingweni khona lapho Marvelous. She said a lot of she raised a lot of issues. I asked her about the women's rights and that normally it takes out the love out of the house because if the woman is going to demand her rights, then she's going to want to be the head of the family. And she said she was encouraging women that, no, you should know your rights, but at the same time, you should just give your husband his place.
Mm-hmm. Interesting view there, PJ. We can now take Miss Nyasha Sengai. She is of the 1 Billion Rising Revolution campaign. Welcome to the program, Miss Sengai.
Okay, thank you, Marvelous. It's good to be on the program.
Thank you. I think we lost you earlier on, but we welcome you and happy Valentine, although it's not yet there. But what is your organization doing this year to commemorate Valentine's Day?
Okay. This year's theme is revolution. I think maybe I'll just give a brief background to the campaign. One Thing Horizon campaign is a campaign that started in 2018. Mm-hmm. Optimized on the UN research that states that 1 in 3 women who either suffer from physical abuse or they'll be raped in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So that translates to 1 billion women on earth because there are 3 billion women. So what has been happening is that every year women go out into the streets to dance on the 14th of February
mm-hmm.
to show the world what 1 billion people look like. So every year over 257 countries dance and protest in the streets just to show the world what 1 billion people look like and also just share from the magnitude of the challenge that women are facing in regard to their protection and mm-hmm. their provision. So this year, Zimbabwe continues to rise and we're escalating our revolution. Because last year, revolution was the global theme, and this year we're also taking the revolution further. So what we've done for Zimbabwe, our theme is we want here the revolution for women who are marginalized,
mm-hmm.
women are in farming communities and women are in mining communities. So what mm-hmm. we've decided to do is to make the plight of women living in farming communities visible. So we are going to Caledonia Farm to rise and to dance and to just and to make the women from Caledonia a part of the billion, a part of the women who are going out in the streets and show that we are women, we are marginalized, and there's a lot of needs that we have that need to be provisioned. So this year we're going to Caledonia Farm, we'll be dancing in Caledonia Farm, and the women and Caledonia Farm will be making history.
Tichiri ipapo misengea mombo taura nerurimi rwamai sezvo mati mi muri kuenda ku Caledonia Farm ingotaura ipapo kuti mune muri kuenda ku Caledonia Farm kunoitei uye zverini.
Alright, it's good to go to the Caledonia Farm mutwa 20 tikwenda kuno tichitaura kwandaita tikwenda kunoita mutambo watinoita gore rega rega 1 billion rising kuti madzimai chinenda chitamba nharaunda yatinenge tasarudza kuti madzimai aratidze nharaunda iyoyo kuti matambudziko avari kusangana nawo ndeapi mukurarama kwavo and vachitaurira kuti zvinhu zvingaitei kuti vabatsirikane. Gore rino takatarisirana nemadzimai atinofungidzira kuti haana uwani hwakati wandei, vane zvavari kushaya zvinoita kuti vange vachibatwa kana kuti nenzara kana kuti vange vasina mabasa kana kuti vange vachitambudzika kuchengetedza mhuri dzavo chaidzo. Saka tioda kuti tinge tichiona kuti matambudziko avari kunatosangana nawo ndeapi ndezvipi zvichemo zvavo kuitira kuti tigoratidzira nekuratidzira mune runyararo kuti tione kuti vakuru vedu vanganzwo here kuti madzimai aya angabatsirwi sei. Saka tiri kungoda kungoti vakuru vedu vaite pay particular attention to the needs of the women who are in Caledonia.
Tinoona kuti gore rapfuura makazviita pazuva revalentine, sei gore rino mabvisa pazuva apa?
Okay, gore rineri tabvisa nenyaya yekuti patimbotsvaga maresources ekutiende takati mono tine kumawana, asi zvisinei hazvo ticharamba tichingo nyika yese pasi rese rinenge richiita rising musi wa14 kubva musi wa14 kusvika musi wa8 March. Saka mazuva ekuita marising yedu awedzerwa because dzimwe nyika dzinenge dzisingakwanisi kuita marising maweekend, dzimwe nyika dzinenge dzichipatota pakati pesvondo. Saka madheta acho gore rimwe akatisiyanisiyane nechidheta racho riri kutange riri kuomesani.
Aiwa, tinotenda
musi wa20
ehe, tinotenda yedu Miss Nyasha Sengai, coordinator we Billion Rising Revolution campaign. Saka PJ, women seem to be doing a lot in Zimbabwe.
Yes.
And on that note, I think we've run out of time, so I'd like to thank our guest Miss Nyasha Sengai and also Tendai Lynette Mudewe and Councillor Sibanda who are on the line. And please stay on the line as we migrate to our internet, and you can join us on www.voazimbabwe.com. Stay tuned. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Nina Praxit is Jeremiah Astivaneni Uhlanda elilandelayo labo abayenelisa ukuthi basithole enkundleni lezi ezebule njini ku-internet ku-voaindebele.com. Kodwa ke abakuseredweni lilali.